It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, you survived a wacky week of news. Oh my gosh, it began with that ridiculous James Taylor concert on the White House lawn, talking about an Inflation Reduction Act that raised inflation. I always say we're living in the death of shame. That was what I thought to be the most concrete example we would have until migrants started showing up at Martha's Vineyard on Thursday, and every single one of those sanctuary city tolerant lefties was like, oh, hell no, get them out of here. And yes, less than 24 hours after the migrants were arriving in Martha's Vineyard, they were being relocated to a Cape Cod military base. You know, something that was considered human trafficking and inhumane the day before, something the Democrats themselves were now doing, and apparently it was acceptable a day later. There's a lot of hypocrisy. There's a lot of fraud in our politics. But this story was such a fun one to highlight. And Chadwick Moore, my good buddy, who stole the Tucker Carlson final exam from me, let's be very clear, but I still love the guy, and it's totally fine. Chadwick Moore made a Fox Across America radio debut to atone from those sins, and he gets the game ball because he enjoyed clowning these people as much as I did. In fact, the only person who probably enjoyed clowning them more was Ron DeSantis. I mean, it was a maximum. We were at the fire marshal limit in Clown Town this week. And no one brought it home better with me than Chadwick Moore. So come get your game ball. Now you've got a mug from Tucker and a ball from me, Chadwick Moore, you jerk.
You got too cocky, funny man. That's what happened. You got too cocky, funny man. And then you lost on a technicality. That's what happened.
I got the last question right. Chadwick works the refs.
Yeah, yeah.
And goes, Mr. Carlson, he hit the button a little too fast.
That's just how white folks will do you.
And that's how the white folks did me.
Teacher.
Yes.
The tape, yeah. That's.
Well, the record will show. I'm not the only person being wronged by the white man today.
Yeah.
50 migrants, less than 24 hours after they set foot in Martha's Vineyard. You know the guy who was just singing that song about going to Martha's Vineyard?
Uh-huh.
He's not even there anymore. he wrote that song yesterday on the way there, and he's now at an Air Force base in Cape Cod. Has there ever been a funny, for all the stories and the culture war stories we get into, this is the funniest story. I think it's the funniest story of all of them.
It is so, there's nothing funnier than this right now. And I just saw a report that said, you know, the capacity of Martha's Vineyard is actually about 6 million migrants. We could just start moving them all there.
Dude, it's the richest town in America.
I know.
It's like, we don't have the resources for 50 people.
Isn't that insane? It's oh my good. Yeah, 50 people, they're losing their minds. When how many tourists go there every year? Something like 150,000?
Yeah,
and they're all leaving now. The season's over. There's nothing but empty mansions.
They could be hanging out.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple of people that'll do some apple picking. Few weeks of that.
Yeah,
in a couple more weeks, they get the pumpkin spiced migrants come up. And then after that, it's just over. It's a ghost town.
I was shocked to learn Martha's Vineyard has a director of homeless services.
Stop.
Wouldn't you love that job? What do you do all day? And now she's just, I don't know, send them to Cape Cod. I've never experienced anything like this before.
Who goes homeless in Martha's Vineyard to, like, how Hunter doesn't have a bungalow to crash in? Can you relocate him?
Yeah.
I'm not taking him this time.
Well, we know what happens when you go homeless in Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
You get sent to Cape Cod. Immediately. You show up and you're out.
But all right, so like on a substantive level, right? Like, if you really break this down, okay, yesterday it was, you know, if we're going to talk about hypocrisy, it was inhumane to relocate migrants.
Right.
And again, that was being said with no regard for the fact that Biden has been shipping migrants like they were Amazon packages. Like you get like a text, your migrant is out for delivery. It was last tracked in Florida. He's been shipping migrants everywhere for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So the fact that they were doing this, and this is like, you know, where I get a little worked up, Chadwick Moore, is that, you know, in theory, okay, the difference between Biden relocating them and DeSantis or Abbott relocating them is Biden is relocating them so he doesn't have to deal with the problem. He doesn't want the optics of an overcrowded border facility. These guys are actually relocating them so to draw attention to the fact that we got a real problem.
Right.
So there's no way you can tell me they're the bad guys.
Well, of course we can tell you that because that's what we say. We're the media, and we're comparing them now to, what was it, someone on CNN, like, compared it to Nazi Germany or something?
Yeah, he's like, I'm not drawing a parallel. I'm just saying the themes are the same.
I'm not drawing a parallel. I'm just saying.
So is he back on the air today? Because now they're going to a military camp, which, if we're going to talk about themes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Chadwick Moore is here giving me some radio reparations because he stole the final exam from me. What mug did you get? You got a Fauci mug?
I got the Lord Fauci mug. I know how badly you wanted that, Jimmy. I know how badly you wanted it. But you didn't get it.
The best part of the whole segment was not you stealing the game from me, which is fine. My job on that show, and it's agreed upon, is I'm there to lose in an entertaining fashion.
Oh, really?
But, you know, that's what I do. We laugh, we talk smack, we get everything. But, you know, we'll obviously be happy to win. Get another mug for the collection.
Uh-huh.
But the funniest part of the whole thing is, if you remember last week, there was an absurd Jennifer Lawrence interview where she was like, I have nightmares about Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
Isn't it so funny to you as someone who does the show and talks to him? First of all, he's like the most brilliant guy in the world. Second of all, it's like the people that they keep projecting hate onto.
Right.
We don't hate any of these. Like, we think these people are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, we treat them with like the intellectual consideration of, you know, when a child is standing in the kitchen next to you, but they tell you they're hiding.
Yeah.
Like, that is the level of intellect behind a lot of these policies. You can't hate these people.
Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. It's so Tucker said this before, I think on the air, and he said it to me before. He's like, it's so funny when people call me a racist because the only people I hate are white liberals. My own race. It's like, they're the only people. And so how is that?
But do you want to know what? Do you want to know why they hate him for that? Because they hate themselves. You're like, how dare you hate me?
Right.
I hate me.
Right.
I fill up the tub every night on the Upper East Side in my penthouse and scream into it. Ah! And that's the problem.
Well, speaking of white liberals, you know, I risked my life coming here today because I took the subway.
Ooh.
And I'm not talking about the crime. I'm talking about the fact that there's no more mask mandate as of like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was walking the other day and it's September in New York, which is, you know, it's the most beautiful, perfect month in New York. It's the most perfect weather. There are still people walking around outside with their masks on.
Oh, yes, they are.
By the young, healthy people.
Dude, I don't
get what's behind it.
Well, you specifically mentioned the subway. If you get on the subway, they're more mad at the guy without the mask than they are at the guy without the pants.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, New York, we're doing this wrong.
They're more mad about me breathing than the feces in the corner.
Yeah. How dare you, Chadwick Moore? Go back to Nashville, wherever the hell you're from.
Yeah.
We're talking to Chadwick Moore in studio. We're laughing about Martha's Vineyard. In theory... I tweeted this, so I don't want bonus credit for this. It's not like I just had an above-average observation while you were talking to me. But 50 unvaccinated people is the biggest flouting of COVID regulations since the famous Obama birthday party, where they had 700 people in a tent.
Yeah.
At a time when like kids were learning via Zoom and they were telling you to wear a mask.
Yeah.
It became obviously at this point. It's a branding exercise. The mask is on because it's a way of telling the other people, like, I'm not a conservative. You know, that's a bigger part. Because empathy on the left now is a brand and not a trait. What I mean by that is the brand is, you know, hate has no home here. We're a sanctuary city. But a trait would be, oh, there's migrants. I guess you can stay.
Right.
But no. That's the difference between a brand and a trait. A trait, they're not on a bus to Cape Cod right now.
Right, yeah.
A brand, get them out of here. We have a wine tasting. It's brunch tomorrow. I've got a $44 plate of eggs to eat. I don't want to see a mariachi band playing.
Oh, the best memes yesterday were the memes of the In This House We Believe signs being replaced with the no trespassing signs outside the homes.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's so good.
I can't take it, man. I can't. But so, like, how does this? Because, you know, like, say you go to a Broadway play, right? And, I don't know, maybe you're going to see, like, Chicago or something.
Yeah.
Like, it's Jennifer Hudson's in it or something. But you get that little pamphlet that says, like, Jennifer Hudson's off today. The role of Roxy Sinclair will be played by, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Democrats are going to have to start putting out that playbill with Hitler. Because the role of Hitler, like, you never get the same Hitler now. It was like a Trump Hitler a week ago, we were fascist. Then it was like DeSantis is Hitler. Now I'm hearing Abbott is Hitler. Like, we got like some Abbott Hitler. I don't know if we did a gremlin thing where we threw water on the gremlin and we cloned Hitler. You know what I mean? You know, if you get a gremlin wet, you get a lot of gremlins. How do we wind up with all these Hitlers? And it's like, at some point, isn't it kind of like denigrating to people who suffered under like an actual Hitler situation to compare being bussed to the most luxurious vacation retreat in America as the Nazis?
Well, that's the thing. The ADL used to do, I thought used to do good work, maybe over 10 years ago. And they would be the first ones to call out any kind of Hitler analogy to be like, you can't say this is tarnishing the memory of the Holocaust and the horrors that happened. Totally silent now because it's just Hitler, Hitler, Hitler everywhere you turn. Mm-hmm. Where's the ADL? You know, that's what I've been wondering. But there's a supreme shortage of hate in Hitler, according to the left, because they keep drumming up such a need for it.
They have some.
The demand is outweighed the supply.
They have Hitler, Hitler light. Now they have I Can't Believe It's Not Hitler.
I can't believe it's
like wow, this is weird. I mean, because it seems the themes are there.
Yeah.
It's so it's like I always say, right? We're living in the death of shame. Like, people don't know shame. I'll give you a good example. The Kamala quote at the beginning of the week, which started the border debate, which was to Chuck Todd, the border secure. Yeah. And even Chuck Todd, who's as big of a shill as there is in media, gave her a second chance.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, listen, girlfriend, 2 million people are going to cross the border. You know I don't want to ask a follow-up question, but I can't just say that. And her response was, well, it's secure in that it's a priority for us to secure it.
Right.
Which, you know what I mean? It was a priority for me when I was in ninth grade. I really liked Cindy Crawford. She was in a Pepsi commercial. Mm-hmm. It was a priority for me to bang Cindy Crawford.
Right.
That doesn't mean I secured the deal. You dig?
Yeah.
That was just the thing, you know? But that's where I say we're like living in the death of shame. And that was lead off because that was Sunday. But then we had the James Taylor thing. Where they got on the lawn and celebrated an inflation reduction bill that drives up inflation. So this is what I want to ask. Do you think there was like a calculated decision? Like they sat down like a week ago and they were like, all right, we're 2 months from the midterms. We're not really polling well. Nothing's really working. And someone jokingly was like, no, let's tell him it is working. And everybody was like, get him out of here. He's a clown. And then somebody else was like, no. What if we actually tell him it's working? Because I think they made a decision.
Oh, yeah.
Because how do you get on the White House lawn on the day that, by the way, the market is down 1,200 points?
Yeah.
He's like, we're changing people's lives. I'm like, you are, because none of them were selling their body on OnlyFans an hour ago.
Yeah.
But you've changed their lives. Some of them were planning to retire. Now they're not. You're changing their lives.
You know what I mean? IRS is coming after your OnlyFans income.
So how bad is that? Then we're going to be auditing all these single moms selling booty shots.
Well, this is what it always comes down to is are they stupid or do they think we're stupid? Are they stupid or are they sinister in basically in everything they do?
Yeah.
And you and I have kind of talked about this off the air. I think before the final exam thing, we had gotten this conversation. I always go back and forth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to believe. I don't know. If they are stupid, if they are pure evil.
This is what it is. To say the border is secure, to say that like the inflation bill is helping, okay, it would be sociopathic if they meant it. I don't think they mean it. I want to give them enough like store credit as human beings to know they're intellectually far enough along to realize this is just a strategic lie.
But are they stupid enough to think that this is a good...
See, what I'm scared of, and I mean this, is I don't want to admit to myself that they're just sociopaths. Like, I know we're governed by incompetent people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'd feel better at night knowing they were strategically lying as opposed to stupid enough to believe... Like the inflation bill's good or the border's secure. The border's
No, they don't believe any of that stuff. But they believe that we're going to believe it.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I don't know.
The crux is we're stupid.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Right.
So me, the guy who got every question right on final exam only to lose.
Only to lose.
I'm the stupid one.
Right.
Which, by the way, how does that square? I don't mean to sound like a guy who won't let go of this, but my audience, there's a lot of clips from the audience. I mean, here, I've got all kinds of voicemails. Hold on.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
That was one we got right after the show. There was another one.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
They're talking to you.
No. Chad with more. Unbelievable. No, it was just such great fun. I love competing with you, but this is not a fair fight. Not you and me, but the actual intellectual battle over Martha's Vineyard. Because what happened is we live in such like a transactional time.
Yeah.
And it's so fascinating to see how quickly they'll distance themselves from positions they dug in on. For instance, yesterday, relocating people was inhumane. Today, they've been relocated.
Yeah.
The argument's going to change to, well, they're relocated because there's more resources. No, there's not. Nobody has more resources than Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
But I always talk about this with trans rights. Okay. Uh-huh. As a point I was making on Gutfeld like last week, is someone on the right, Caitlyn Jenner's been on the show. She's a contributor here. When she first got on the cover of Vanity Fair, the left was like, she's beautiful, and anyone who criticizes this is a monster. Here is a courage award. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
And then a week later, she was like, by the way, I vote Republican. And they were like, get the f*** out of here, you turf whore. Get out of here. We liked Bruce better. Yeah. They dead named her. They dead. Isn't that a term? They dead named her.
Yeah.
My girl, Caitlyn Jenner. She's a pilot. She's a hero. Done. And she was the belle of the ball. She got an ESPN Courage Award.
Uh-huh.
And they now live as if she never happened.
Yeah.
It's like we're living today as if they never said yesterday, you can't bus people somewhere else.
Exactly.
And that's the part that's so fascinating. Like back to the whole death of shame thing.
Right.
There is a generation of people in elected office who are bereft of shame. Think about like AOC is a good example. Do you remember when she cried at the chain link fences because of the kids in cages?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My favorite part of that whole story is not even the fraud of her. It's when the New York Times ran the picture and the AP was like, oh, those cages are from Obama, by the way. That was my favorite. That was the best part.
I don't see you doing any better in the booty department.
But the point is, that whole period, okay, the kids in cages that were worth shutting the government down over, uh-huh. okay, under Biden, you wound up with over 560% more kids in cages.
Yeah.
But it wasn't an issue anymore.
Yeah.
It's like we forgot that we were ever crying and shutting down the government over the, like, the handful of kids.
Yeah.
It's so weird and shamelessly transactional.
Well, even just the argument that we should have a secure border to begin with, because they weren't saying this a couple years ago. It was open borders. This country's for everyone. Come on in.
Yeah, yeah.
And now it's like, no, even though the border's not secure, they're pretending like it should be and it's a priority and they're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
When just under Trump, they were like, it was no borders was the policy. You know?
We should be building bridges.
Yeah, bridges, not walls. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my gosh. And then they passed an infrastructure that built no bridges but gave away child care.
Yeah.
Like, this is a mess.
But is it just the people who listen to them, they're not like us. They just fall, they're cats with a laser. They just follow the dot. Wherever
That's
they
so
want them to
true.
Look, they're just, yes, you know, they're not. They're
it's
eating
just
it up
the
all
political,
the time.
You figured it out.
Yeah.
I was trying to diagnose them. I was like, is it sociopathic? Is it strategic? You just said it. It's a laser pointer.
It's a laser pointer.
And they like the laser pointer.
They love it.
Oh, my gosh.
They love it.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. Thanks for tuning in on a Saturday or a Sunday or whenever you wound up listening to this thing. I'm out of here. I got to go watch Lincoln Fela. He better win a football game. I'll be back here on Monday to do the damn thing. Until then, be strong without me. There's plenty of videos on the Fox Across America Facebook page. And I am absolutely somewhere, as you listen to this, in a diner on Long Island breaking my diet because I've been starving for too long. So if you really miss me that much, come eat a Twin Cheeseburger Deluxe at the Embassy Diner. Otherwise, I'll see you Monday.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.